Let us turn to Genesis 3:15 and also Isaiah 7:14. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Take note, the seed of the woman, not the seed of the man. A human father, but only a mother and she will conceive alone and by the Holy Spirit. Now Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. The announcement of the first Christmas. December 24th night is a night in which our Lord Jesus Christ was born. But as for Singapore, the celebration has already started. From early November till now and going on, for the sake of the mighty dollar. Some churches refrain from celebrating Christmas at all because they say that it is abused by the world. Besides, they say we do not have a command in the Bible to celebrate. I believe this is too narrow-minded, very negative, and a wrong interpretation of the Bible. When God has set us the mighty example, the angel told the shepherds, and they were afraid naturally. And then suddenly, a host of the angelic host, the word host means army. These are military angels. How many of them? Let us say God sent 1,000 to appear. Isn't it something very wonderful that the shepherds could never forget, and they went around telling everybody. For the sake of witnessing to the truth, all the more we should keep Christmas and tell the good news. Even in the commercial world, there was one year when Mr. C.K. Tang, who is an elder of Newton Life Church, he directed the writing of the verse, John 3:16, on the wall of a shop, of his shop. And it is John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How powerful is the Word of God? The first Christmas, I understood and was very happy, was when I heard this verse being read aloud, and I was only 7 years old. When I heard that, by believing in him, I should not perish, I should not die, but have everlasting life, I had the beginning of hope to have everlasting life. So, we should celebrate all the more. But now the verse that leads us to the title of our message is given in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between Satan and the woman, and between the seed, thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. After Adam and Eve sinned, immediately came death. What a sadness. When I was young, I've always thought, why should a man die? I don't want to die. But now, there is hope. And the Lord told the serpent, who is represented by Satan, the seed of the woman. It is the virgin born son of God, not the seed of a man with a human father. No matter how great the man is, the offspring will never do any work. At this verse, firstborn, this firstborn and yet virgin born will crush the seed of the head of the serpent. Then 3,000 odd years took place. And in the time of the prophet Isaiah, it was announced to the wicked King Ahaz that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Very plainly, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. I'm sorry to say, the perverted versions, they say a young woman, which young woman cannot conceive, but it's a virgin. And then after another 700 odd years, then came the very birth of our Lord Jesus in Bethlehem through the Virgin Mary. And that is why God celebrated by sending the angel and the heavenly host, military angels, 1,000 of them, I do not know. Maybe he sent 1,000. It is actually, if you count it together, actually 4,000 years from the time of Genesis until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I say that if God celebrates in such a wonderful way, we should follow his example. And why not? Because we are so grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we always refer to him. Jesus saves. There is no one here who is tired because I say Jesus saves. just like eating rice. When I mention rice, you are very happy. Bread, it is for the ang mo. Even if you eat bread in Singapore, you want to eat rice. How happy we are to hear it is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, all the time. The wonderful name of Jesus. I hope today as we have our Sunday lunch together at the restaurant upstairs, we will think that it is because Jesus has come, that's why we have this get together. Celebrate with the joy of the heart. In Indonesia, understand the celebration takes 1 month. And of course, makan comes in. The poor people will be very happy. Yes, they have this meal because it's a Jesus who gives it to them. We have our graduate student in Medan, Reverend Haposan, and here the state government in fact requests him, please come and preach the Christmas message. Because Medan, North Sumatra is a place where the Bataks were evangelized since 1860s. And nearly half of the people are Christians. So the state government naturally needs someone to preach the Christmas message for them. And my student has reported conversions of those that have heard him, and they have found the Savior. What shall we do for the Lord? I notice that December 25th is a holiday, but we have nothing to do because we celebrate on the eve, 24th. That is the climax of our celebration. We can then organize a medical mission to Batam. In one day, we can go and come back. And we must enlist doctors and nurses. And you can attend to easily 100 or 200 of the poor people there in the name of Jesus Christ. And we surely will feel very good about it because we can do something in return for our Savior. Glory to God in the highest is the Christmas message. But then it follows with the second part. And peace on earth and goodwill toward men. The corrupted text will say, peace on earth to men of goodwill. There are no men of goodwill. The whole world is in turmoil. And war is threatening every day. It will really be scary when it starts. When the Third World War will fight. And Christ will come and snatch us up to heaven. Do you know the newborn child is coming again? In fullness of power and might. This is a related statement. The Lord giving peace and goodwill to a man is nothing but the annual amnesty offer to men and women still who have not come to worship the Son of God. He has offered to us since the first Christmas, year after year. Because we celebrate Him and you remember Him. The same message, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, is now offered to you. But will you come? Let me tell you a very wonderful story. The story of the Tauke of Ik War Watch Company, North Bridge Road. Before he was a Christian, during one of the Christmas Eve, the carolers came just around the corner, one or two houses away from him. And they sounded so sweet, it amounted to angels singing. He had heard it before, but this time it became so real that Jesus truly is the Son of God. If it is anyone to save, it is He. And he believed and became a new man. Because I was his customer and I had bought watches from him, he related the matter to me and I said, then you come to my church. And so he came and became a member, was baptized. Until he was an elderly man, until the Lord took him. He came to the Lord through hearing the Christmas carols. And the Christmas carols are the most wonderful messages. The composition of each carol strikes right into our heart. Is there anyone who will accept Him? Yes, I have been just one step outside the kingdom of God. One more step I come in. I want to be a Christian. I want to know that I am saved, that I have everlasting life, simply by believing. Believing with your heart and not with your head or with your mouth. Believing even with your stomach. Jesus said, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Believe with the whole being. Yes, I am going to start out as a Christian. Let us turn to John 3:16 again, and at this time I'm going to read Jesus' offer of His wonderful Christmas gift. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. Again, it's a very gentle word. But that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only Son, only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.